The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
There's actually quite a bit going on here on the Flamed Amin Aleph and Zvachim, but let's try to stay focused on the Machlekes Reb Yossi and Reb Meir, and later the Machlekes Reb Dimi and Reb Yechin about what exactly is and when it applies, the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. It begins with quoting the Mishnah in Temura Tanan Hosam, Harezu Temura Soila Temura Shlomim, Harezu Temura Soila Divir Reb Meir. If somebody says on an animal that he would like it to be the exchange tmura of an oila tmura shlomim right away, arezu tmuras oila, we go with the first of his two articulations that it becomes a tmuras oila. Divrei Reb Meir, those are the words of Reb Meir. Om Reb Yossi im lekachnas chavent chilo, hoil v'yev shel hoitzi shtei shemes ka'achas, v'arav kayomim. If originally his intent was that it should be a tmuras oila and a tmuras shlomim simultaneously, and just that he couldn't say them actually simultaneously out of his mouth, and therefore he said them as achazeh, but he meant them to happen together, then they actually do become both. There'll be a half oila, half shlomim, a tmuras oila and tmuras shlomim simultaneously. V'im isha omar harezu tmuras oila, nimlach v'omar harezu tmuras shlomim, harezu oila. But if after he said tmuras oila he changed and now he wants to say tmuras shlomim, then you'll go with tmuras oila. So the simple, basic breakdown, it sounds like that Reb Meir holds Tafas Lashon Rishen, and Reb Yehud and Reb Yossi holds Tafas Lashon Shneim, you go with both of them. That's the basic breakdown. Obviously there's a lot to discuss, but that is the basic deal. That's what the Gemara says. May as well mention before we go on that Rashi says, Arezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlomim, Shehemed Behem Eschul Neitzel Shtayim, Achas Oila V'Achas Shlomim, V'Omar Arezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlomim. That he put the animal next to the other animal. This is a famous sheet of Rashi in many places, like here and on the Tesamad Aleph earlier and other places, where he sounds like the standard case of Tmura is where you put the animal that was Halig, that was Kodesh, and the new animal that you now you're trying to sanctify in its stead, which is the Lav of Tmura, we're standing next to each other. However, the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah says in Tmura Chav Zayin Amud Beis Beferish that Tmura can be done even if they are not standing next to each other. You could just make a Tmura on an animal that you have in your house or whatever it is, even if this animal here that you're trying to make from Chulin into a Tmura is not standing next to the other animal. That's a big problem why Rashi always goes that way. And there is what to discuss, that there are two forms and methods of making a Tmura, but that's not for now. All in all, we have our machloikis between Reb Yossi and Reb Meir. Reb Meir seems to hold Tafas Lashon Rishon, and Reb Yossi says that if he meant originally to do that, then you could actually take both quotes, Tmuras Oila and Tmuras Shlomim, and inject the carbon with a 50-50 half Oila and a half Shlomim. And the Rambam paskins Reb Yossi's din, that im lekach neschav in tchilo, shneim ka'achas dvarav kayamim. Perek Beis from Hilchos Tmura Halacha Dalet. This is very significant for a number of reasons. First of all, the Rambam seems to be saying clearly, if you look in the Rambam there in Parak Beis Halacha Dalet, after he brings the din of Reb Yossi, he says, "Afal pi shechazer b'sech kidei diver, ein tofsin ela lashon rishon." And this is the famous shita of the Rambam that he holds, that chazara doesn't help by hektish, even if it's teich kidei diver. We know that in Kol HaTorah Kula, teich kidei diver is kidiver dami. However, by hektish, the Rambam holds that teich kidei diver doesn't work. And as I state in Taisus and Menachas Peyal from Adbeis, the Ramaschal Taida, that there is no din of Teich Kidei Diver to be Chayzer by Hektish. And Taisus says over there with regard to Naziris, he says, Dami Rosa Ligvoya Kimisi Rosa Lahejit. So Taisus seems to hold like this Rambam and the famous Shittas of the Rambam and other places in Perektis Vav from Meister Karbonas Alacha Aleph, that there's no din of Chazar Teich Kidei Diver by Hektish. And he also writes it over there in the Mishnah in Temura, the Rambam, Parakei, that there's no din of Chazor Teich Kidei Diver by Hektish. That is the Rambam Shita, that's the Taisim Menachas Peyal from Beis Shita. Not like the famous Shach, the Shach comes to argue on this in Simon Reishon on Hayes, Sifkot and Hay, and Chayshem Mishpat, the Shach says that Chazor does help Teich Kidei Diver. And his main raya is from the Gemara in Merubin, Baba Kama Dafayin Gimel. The Gemara, the famous Gemara over there, the Machlek is about Itzimu Atficha Nagneva Bahade Adadi, when they testified on this and they testified on that, and the Gemara brings over there Teich Kidei Diver, and the Gemara asks on this from the din of Rabbi Yossi of Arezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlomim. Our halacha asks the Gemara, Astira, So how could the Gemara bring down or compare Akapanim Rabbi Yaisi of Tech Dei Dibur by Gneiva and Tvicha to Rabbi Yaisi of Tmur Zayla Tmur Shlomim if there's a pre-existing rule that there's no din of Chazar of Tech Dei Dibur by Hektish? Apparently, that there is a din of Chazar of Tech Dei Dibur by Hektish, and that's why the Gemara is comparing it. That is the Shach's Raya, not like the Rambam and Tosfos. Now, before we go back to our sugya, the Ktzois in Siman Reish Nun Hei says that no, there's a difference between Rabbi Yaisi and regular Techi Dei Dibur Vayakdish, and that is that Tmura is different. Because since Tmura could be Chal B'Tois, Hu Adin, it won't help Chazara Techi Dei Dibur. Now that is a very important Chiddush the Ktzois is saying. First of all, the fact that Tmura could be Chal B'Tois, it depends when, where, and how. That's the whole sugya in Tmura Daf Yud Zayin. But basically he says once you lose the license, the standard breaker of a tois, usually if you make a mekach, if you make a hekdesh, you make a this, you make a that, by mistake, it's null and void, because you didn't mean it. By Tmura, there's a rule that it's chal even b'tois, and hence, once that element is found by Tmura, says the tois, who adin, it will be more stringent in regard to Teich Kidei Dibur. And even if Teich Kidei Dibur works by hekdesh, however, it still wouldn't work by Tmura. Nesivis, however, says a very interesting middle-of-the-road point. And Nesivis says it depends, what do you want to do to uproot your Tmura? Are you looking to uproot it completely and be chayzer completely? In other words, animal A was sanctified, was hektish, and animal B was chulin. And a guy wanted to make animal B hektish via Tmura. And now he wants to retract, he wants to be chayzer. How does he want to retract? Does he want to say, forget the whole thing, I want it to be null and void, and the animal B should be chulin like it was yesterday? Or no? He agrees and admits not to pull the rug completely on his hektish. He just wanted to say yesterday or at the beginning, he started off by saying it to be a tmuras oilo, and now he wants to switch it to a tmuras shlomim. So it's still going to remain sanctified and carbon and tmura, but he wants to switch it from an oilo to a shlomim. Says the Nesivis, there the chazar of Tech Dei Dibur will help. Actually, this Nesivis, I believe, has to do with a couple of very fundamental points in Kachim, which are not for now. Could you be Makdash a carbon, just generally speaking, without specifying if it should be an oil or a shlomim? That'll be announced later. Or a hektish automatically has to have a shape and form, whether it's oil or shlomim or chatas, right out of the gate. That's a geshmaka question. You would think it's pretty obvious and clear. The Sfasemis does talk about it in Tmura Lamed Beis, and it comes up every now and again, but it's not so clear. And this really might have to do with the more fundamental general question, which is, we know that there's such a thing as Kedushas Damam and Kedushas Aguf, and when you makdish an animal, it becomes a Kedushas Aguf. However, is there another level completely and an entity in itself of Kedushas Karban? That besides for Kedushas Aguf, there's also such a thing as Kedushas Karban. And that's related to this Nesivis also, because you're saying that you're not going to uproot the Kedushas Aguf of the animal completely, you just want to tweak the Kedushas carbon or the shame carbon that it has without taking away the actual Kedushas Aguf. Is that called perhaps not a complete chazara of the hektish? Anyway, getting back to the point at hand, so basically, we have over here a machlekes Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir. If I raise a tmura sayla, tmura shlom, and becomes an oil like Rabbi Meir, or it's a tmura, both of them, and it's chatzi chatzi late Rabbi Yaisi, and the Rambam menuchas tmura paskins like that, and apparently the Rambam seems to be going l'shitasai, that even techidei dibur, you can't be chayzer, because techidei dibur doesn't help by hektish, but the shach seems to say that techidei dibur, you could be chayzer by hektish. In fact, if you learn this thing well away, it looks like the Shita Mekabetzis also seems to hold like that, an ice gimel, as well as ice yir aleph here on the Flamen Amid Beis, like the Shach, that you could be Chayzer Techi Dei Dibur by Hektish. Now, there's a Mishnah in Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, that says if a guy had two baskets of tevel in front of him, and he said, Maisvis Shalzu Bezu, Vishalzu Bezu, he says, the Maisvis of this one shall be in this one, and of this one shall be in this one, Harishayna Meuseres, the first one is Maisvis, not the second one. And there's a whole Yerushalmi over there, and the Rambam Paskins like that, and Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, that even if he says Maaser Zu Bezu, Vezu Bezu, which means basically he's switching, that he wants them both to be in the other basket, Harishayna Museres, Harikava Maaser Seh, B'Shniyah Ve'ena Shniyah Museres, Shekfar Nefteres Ala Shniyah, Shadayini Chieves B'Maaser Shtein. It sounds very clearly, like the Yerushalmi says over there in Demai, that this Shaila is telling the Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yaisi, if you say Tavis Lashon Rishon or Tavis Lashon Shneim. That Rabbi Yaisi holds Tavis Lashon Shneim, and therefore they would both take place. However, Rav Meir that holds Arezi Tmura Sayla is going to hold that only the Rishon is Moseres, even in the case of Zu Bezu. So there's a couple of problems with this. First of all, the Chayr of the Yerushalmi is a Beferish Araya that there's no Chazara Teich Yudaydibra by Tamura. Like the Shita Sarambam and Taisis that we mentioned, then it'll be a Kasha on the Shach in Simon Reishon and Hay and Ktsais Nasivis who deal with that Shach. The Lachari have a Beferish Araya. But at the same time, you're gonna have to deal with an issue. Because the Chayr Taisis said on Daf Payalov that the reason why there's no Chazara Teich Yudaydibra by Hektish is because of Amirasa Ligvay Kemasirasa Lahedya. So that's a big chiddush to say that by Meiser you have that concept as well. Truth be told, there's a Taisis on Yevama Stav Tzadik Gimel that says in the Ramaskal Konoi that you could have Amiras Ligvayik Amiras Lahedjit by Truma, not just Tmura, but by Meiser we never find it. And it's a chiddush to say that even though the reason why you can't be Chayzel like Taisis is because of Amiras Ligvayik Amiras Lahedjit, that likewise by Truma and Meiser you also can't be Chayzer Teich Yedei Diver. But more importantly, we have a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam in our sugya in Perek Beis of Tmura Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, the toughest Lashon Shneim. And it sounds like the Rambam in Hilchus Meiser Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph is Paskin like Reb Meir. And the Tosfos Yontif already asks this question in Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. Now, without undue elaboration, however, I feel that if you go through the Gemara well over here, and the arrangement of the Machlokes Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan about exactly what Rav Meir and Rabbi Yochanan hold, like Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi hold, like the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan said, that pligi b'may de pligi v'lay pligi b'may de lay pligi. That if he said tichalzu, and then he says tichalzu, everybody holds the nadchal. Everybody holds their chal. The machlekes is only if he said tmuras ayla tmuras shlamim, since he should have said ayla ushlamim, and he added the word tmuras, he must be being chayzer. And Rabbi Yossi holds that if he said tmuras ayla ushlamim, I would think it's 50-50. That's why he's saying tmuras ayla tmuras shlamim, because he wants it to be that they should be 100% both. So basically, if you go with that breakdown, then it's not just the basic face value machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Reb Meir over here about if tafas lashon rishon or tafas lashon shneim. It all depends on what was the motive and what is the background about why he said this and what should he have said. And if that's the case that you could differentiate that way, we could just say that the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Taisis Chadashim already hints to this on the side of the Mishnayis Demai over there, Perek Zayim Mishnah Vov, that in that situation it would not be a steer in the Rambam. Because Lo'aylam, it's not totally exactly in Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron, Tafas Lashon Shneim. Because if he said Tmuras, Tmuras twice, obviously he was changing his mind. And there, Rabbi Yossi would agree that he can't be Chayzer. There's really a lot more to go through over here in the whole sugya, but we would run out of time if we were to go through every step of Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan and the Rambam and everything. But basically the point is that not necessarily is it a face value clear-cut machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, just if Tav is Lashon Rishon or not. Like the Gemara says clearly on Amud Beis, that there are numerous scenarios where they'll both be in agreement. In closing, I'd just like to mention the very important point. We find in the Gemara, in the Daram Daf Pei Zayin, for example, and in other places, that Teich Yedei Dibra Kedibra Dami is not just about Das for Chazara, and like the Yerushalmi seems to be saying over there in Demai, a fascinating concept, that's something the way the Goyin explains, and isn't the Pashup Shah in the Yerushalmi as well, that's something that you could be Shoyal on, Teich Yedei Dibra works, and something that you can't be Shoyal on, Teich Yedei Dibra doesn't work. Obviously, Karei Alameis has nothing to do with something that Sheela helps on, just because you have a pullback, an ability to retract, therefore Teich Yedei Dibra is going to work. It sounds like it's a concept that if it's Teich Yedei Dibra, then it's basically the same time, and therefore it doesn't matter by Kriya and other concepts. And here the Gemara seems to be saying that it's an ability to be Chayzer by Hektish, Tmura, and Maestris, if Teich Yedei Dibra works to be Chayzer, not only in something that you can be Shoyal. So that has to be ironed out and worked out exactly what the din of the Schus Chazar by Teich Yedei Dibra is, if it's only where She'ela helps, or if the Pshat is that Teich Yedei Dibra makes it that it's really simultaneously and halachically at the same time. And we're going to leave it at that for now.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.